From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State extremist group. Carter arrived at the Erbil airport today to be greeted by the Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's Kurdish region. The Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led fight against the Islamic State. On Wednesday, Carter, in meetings in Baghdad, offered to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the group.
The United States is willing to do more to support the Iraqi security forces in that mission. I emphasized that to Prime Minister Abadi. I also emphasized to him that I was working with other coalition partners to get them to up their contributions.
On the ground today, Carter told reporters the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well, saying they've been what we look for in all of this conflict as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. The U.S. UN ambassador, Samantha Power, Wednesday called the situation in Burundi horrific and urged the UN to help intervene to quell political unrest.
As difficult as the conditions are for the Burundian people and as much as fear has gripped the capital and those other towns that have been marred by violence, there's something equally disturbing in a way going on, which is that there is no dialogue and there's insufficient contingency planning. Many council members are very eager to see the pace of contingency planning by the UN accelerated.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday warned Burundi is on the brink of civil war and he is dispatching a special advisor to jumpstart political dialogue. Unrest was sparked by the decision of President Pierre Nkurunziza to run for a third term. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a decision likely to have global impact. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, said additional hikes may follow in the new year.
The committee expects that economic conditions will evolve in a manner that will warrant only gradual increases in the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is likely to remain for some time below levels that are expected to prevail in the longer run.
Federal policymakers increased the key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from near zero due to improving economic conditions in the U.S. The action has been anticipated by investors and had little negative impact on global markets Wednesday into Thursday. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks now that the International Atomic Energy Agency has ended its longtime probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. An international nuclear agreement was reached with Tehran in July. However, UN experts concluded this week that the UN violated a resolution of the UN when it fired a ballistic missile in October, a move that could result in new sanctions. Jordan has begun deporting hundreds of Sudanese asylum seekers, many from the rest of Darfur region, back to their home country in spite of UN Refugee Agency appeals to halt the action. Helene Debelkour is UN spokesperson.
We are currently advocating the government of Jordan to stop the possible deportation of the Sudanese demonstrators back to their country, because there they may face persecution, and we are very concerned about this.
A Jordanian government spokesperson said the Sudanese entered the country under the pretext of seeking medical attention and asylum conditions do not apply to them. Hundreds of protesters in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic, Wednesday demanded a removal of so-called enemies of peace, a reference to armed militiamen, from their neighborhood so they can vote in upcoming elections. Abdul Salam says the residents of the neighborhood are being held hostage by people with a political agenda. The protesters shouted freedom as they marched to the headquarters of the UN peacekeeping mission to call for help in the removal of the armed elements. U.S. and Cuban officials say they're nearing agreement on restoring commercial flights between the former Cold War foes. The two sides have been working in Washington this week to finalize a deal they've been focused on for months. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Wednesday the ban is to begin in 30 days, affecting everything but humanitarian aid. Last year's annexation of Crimea by Russia plunged relations between Kiev and Moscow into crisis, deepened by rebellion by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.